search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. Dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. You have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed over $80,000 to search and rescue teams in 18 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Slovenia, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. Today, we'll meet one of those teams, the Ontario Volunteer Emergency Response Team, or OVERT, which provides timely search and rescue assistance during such events as natural disasters in the province of Ontario, Canada, and elsewhere.
My name is Glenn Turpin. I've been a member of the Ontario Volunteer Emergency Response Team since 1994. We're based in the Greater Toronto Area of Southern Ontario, and we provide skilled search and rescue personnel to assist in the location of lost or missing persons. And a big component of that team is our canine unit, our dogs. And we currently have 6 dogs on our team, and we're tasked to assist with the location of missing children or persons, utilizing our dogs to help us do that.
The team's goal is to create a better way to train and integrate community volunteers. Since its humble beginnings in the 1990s, the group has worked with more than 50 Ontario agencies during its missions and has gone abroad to aid people in various nations following major calamities like earthquakes.
Everybody on the team are volunteers. We all have a profession of some sort that pays the bills day to day, and then we put all of our other efforts into our humanitarian search and rescue efforts. Yeah. I would say some people on this team probably put more time into the volunteer side of it than they do their actual professions. We're out every week training with the dogs. There's obviously administrative aspects to the team. And we're doing public awareness, patient prevention education as well. So yeah, we cover a lot of different areas, and it's time consuming. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's the right cause. And that's people don't seem as time-consuming.
Yeah.
There's 100 members in the organization, and we cover a large geographic area of close to 5,000 square kilometers and about 4.5 million people as far as the population is concerned. Mm-hmm. And so within the team, we have a number of specially trained personnel, mm-hmm. and the dog unit is one of those specialty units.
Yeah.
This is Beric. He's a 5-year-old German Shepherd, sable-coated German Shepherd. We've been partnered together since he's been about 2 years old.
What does it take to become an OVERT team member? We ask Mr. Turpin for his insights.
We'll teach the people basic ground search and rescue techniques, so how to search within a team. We will teach them how to do basic first aid and CPR beyond their initial levels, mm-hmm. Communications, and so on and so forth. And then within the team, we have other specialties. So we have a rope rescue team, so they can do technical rescue. Mm-hmm. We have our canine unit, our communication staff, mm-hmm. and all of those units have more training regarding their skills.
So how long does it take to become trained or certified?
The basic course is 30 hours for new members, which would include classroom and field time. And then after that, you're deployable as a ground search and rescue member. Mm-hmm. For the canine unit, for example, it's a 14-week process for a dog team to become certified.
Let us now watch a training exercise that helps the search and rescue canines keep safe during their work.
So, one of the other components of our training is obedience work. Having control of your dog is important. It's not for competition reasons, but just for the safety of you and the dog and your partner. You may see a hazard that's out there and the dog needs to be stopped, or you just need to get from point A to point B. So you can see Jay's doing some what we call heeling. So the dog is walking at his side. It would be taught to sit, down, heel, recall, online, offline. So it's all about the dog working his handler in a controlled situation. Being able to down or stop your dog at a distance is critical, especially in some of the disaster situations or if you're working in a dangerous or hazardous location to ensure the safety of the dog. You notice Justice's focus on his handler, on Jason. He's always looking for that interaction, direction from his handler. Again, at the end of it, it's always a positive, fun experience. Every training session that we do is all about having fun. Go boy, Justice.
Here is the valiant Justice, honing his skills in finding missing persons.
So what Clint will be doing is kind of hiding behind a tree so that Justice can't see him, and then he'll be required to use his nose to follow Clint to where he is. He's just going to tuck him behind the tree over there. And when Justice finds Clint, he's going to go in, he's going to sit down, and he's going to bark at him, not out of aggression, but because he wants his toy. And we basically teach the dogs to speak for the toy. And then once the handler gets to where our victim would be, then he's rewarded for finding that victim.
Initially, OVERT was only a ground and search rescue team. Over time, the organization evolved and now can provide assistance in a wide range of situations, such as floods, fires, evacuations, fast water search operations, extreme heat and cold alerts, and others.
So how do you guys keep ready?
We train on a regular basis. We have scheduled training throughout the year that we work on the skills that you were originally trained with to keep those to the forefront. We may go months without a call out, but we still have to keep our skills at the highest level so that when we're deployed to look for somebody who's lost, we're bringing the best that we can to the table.
Okay. So what keeps your team together? What is the driving force? It keeps it together.
I would say it is a true desire to help their community, to help their fellow man. Some of the team members are emergency services personnel, but most are not. So this is a very tangible way to contribute to the community in very desperate circumstances.
Yes. What is your mindset when you hear about a disaster? What goes through your mind and how do you prepare the dog?
I mean, we started as a ground search and rescue team, but we started seeing that our skills could be used to assist in disasters, and we essentially evolved into that area. So one of the areas that we look at is searching for missing persons, whether it's in collapsed structures or as a result of landslides or what other devastations happened to a region. So the first thing you're thinking about is how badly affected are the folks that are in this area, mm-hmm. and what resources do they have to help them. Mm-hmm. A lot of countries that we go to don't have a lot of internal resources,
yes.
and so I think it's incumbent upon us that can to respond to help them. Mm-hmm. And so having the skills, the abilities, the dogs, and the technical capability it sits on your mind quite a bit when you hear of these disasters that we can go and help. Mm-hmm. Getting there sometimes is a problem due to the finances. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, again, a charitable organization, so we have to finance all the travel and ourselves to get our teams over there. So we're starting to get together our equipment that we're going to require in country, what hazards may be there, whether it's natural hazards, environment, weather, disease. Mm-hmm. So we have to prepare for those and the dogs as well. We're going to be dealing with heat, or is it going to be cold? And so we have to prepare our equipment and look at those different components.
What are some of the places in the world the team has previously traveled in order to provide help following a natural catastrophe?
The first international deployment that we did was to Peru in 2007 as a result of the earthquakes in that area. It was my first time being exposed to a catastrophic disaster in a community. It was a very significant earthquake. So we assisted in the search and rescue operations there and delivering of humanitarian aid, water systems, purification units, and medicine, the Peruvian community at that time. And then I've also been to Myanmar or Burma during after Cyclone Nargis. We actually trained persons in Thailand on the border to get them water systems in that area. Then I was in Haiti in 2008 after the three hurricanes that went through that area, devastated the community. Mm-hmm. So we were down in that country for about 10 days in October of 2009. Okay. We're the northern part of the Sumatran island, the city of Padang and the region was affected by massive earthquakes.
Glenn Turpin and all human and canine overt members, we laud your large hearts and readiness to help humankind in times of need. May heaven always bless and protect you during your missions. Valued viewers, please join us again tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for the second and final part of our series on the Ontario Volunteer Emergency Response Team, where we'll meet once more the members of this fine group and see other training exercises conducted by the canine unit. For more details on the Ontario Volunteer Emergency Response Team, please visit www.overt.ca. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the love of heaven always fill your life with peace and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.